Tiffany, what do you suggest we do about this spokesman for Food Forum?
Well, we could just leave him in a toga.
Excuse me?
I mean, make the spokesman modern in everything except his appearance.
That will never work.
And what would that achieve?
His appearance would connect to the idea of the forum, and would set him apart from all the other spokesmen in suits and ties.
Or the ubiquitous produce manager in his starched white outfit? Have you ever really seen anybody like that?
As a matter of fact, I have.
The spokesman's mannerisms, speech, and everything would be modern. That could be,
I believe goofy is the word you're looking for.
No. Well, yes, goofy in a way. It would be goofy in a way that would make the character unforgettable.
But he's dignified in everything else, he just dresses funny?
Well, it's just one idea. But it could work. It would certainly set Food Forum apart from the other chains.
That it would.
But would it do anything to draw customers in?
Maybe each store could have someone in a toga, walking around the aisles, you know, greeting people, helping them out.
Why don't we dress all the cashiers in togas, too? That would be cute.
That might overdo it. I don't think they could work in togas.
I was being facetious, Tiffany.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm just not convinced.
There's not a doubt in my mind that Landis will hate this idea.
Well, I think you should give it a chance. The worst he can say is no.
Tiffany, let me explain something. If we offer Landis a stupid idea, he may well conclude that we are stupid.
I don't think it's stupid.
Well, I can assure you that Landis will, and he may decide to take his business elsewhere.
I believe it was you, Miles, who said Jimmy Squid was a stupid idea.
Okay. I admit I was wrong on that one, but I think I'm right on this one.
Hi, y'all. What's up?
Oh, Rick. We're just discussing your ideas for Food Forum.
Cool.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion.